In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Father Martin. Today I'm asking Father Martin to let us share with him about the community that he belongs to.
That's a charismatic community that was restarted in France in 1973 from the little prayer group after the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But what's really interesting in the beginning of the community that the very first people who ministered to this prayer group, they were not Catholic, they were a Baptist and I guess evangelical pastors who came to France just to share the gift of the Holy Spirit with French Christians, and they came once to this prayer group and they were praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's how it all started, and I think that was the spiritual beginning of the ecumenical vocation that we bring in our hearts till now. And even now we live with Christians of different denominations. Actually, we have our houses in 30 countries of the world, and some of those countries are not Catholic places. They are basically Protestant churches, and we really pray and we work together. Whatever we can do, we do together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, which bring us really to the unity. And I believe that's the way how the unity works now in the church, is through the work and prayer. And we adore Jesus and we worship him, and even we participate in the liturgy together. It's amazing how people are drawn to the cross because they see the presence of the Lord in a different aspects of our Christian life. And I believe we have a long way to go in order of our dogmatic doctrine, but still it's possible to be and pray and share the our life and to pray for the unity, and also go to the missions together. So that's really in the heart of our communities, this desire of the unity in all the human dimensions. It's not only for the ecumenical aspect, it's also for the healing process, it's also for the mission process. We all need to be united in Christ. That's how it all started.
Jesus said, "Father, that they would be one as I am in thee and thou art in me, that the world would know that thou hast sent me." Unity. This community believes everything the Catholic Church teaches, and they have other religions. They have a woman who is a bishop, I believe, and she comes to adore the Blessed Sacrament. It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. What's the name of your community?
The name of the community, it's Chemin Neuf. In French, it means the new road, the new way, because it's all started on the street that was called New Road in Lyon, and it's just the name of the street. But it's also, I believe, our real desire to live the unity in the new way, and to preach the gospel, to pray for people in the new way. So it's not just the name of the street. It's really our call to be always renewed by the Holy Spirit. And we have two dimensions in this, in our daily life. It's the Saint Ignatius of Loyola spirituality. This is charismatic prayer. So we are based on those two foundations, Saint Ignatius of Loyola and his exercises, spiritual exercises. And also we really believe that the world today needs the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that's what Pope Francis said the last time he met the charismatic movement. He said you have to share the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's so necessary. It's so necessary today for the world to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not just something for the few charismatic groups. It's not only for the elected ones. It's for the whole church. This gift of the Holy Spirit must be really present in the heart of the church, and that's what we do. Even with the kids that we bring to the summer camps, or with the children that we have in our families, because most of the community are not present as consecrated sisters. They are families and couples. So whatever we do, we share the gift of the baptism with all people we meet, and that's wonderful. It's so alive, it's so new, it's so fresh. It's always something that God is doing for us, and I believe that's the charism of the community, to live the baptism of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. It's so vital. It's so important for us.
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I would not be here for 34 years preaching the Word of God if I had not received the baptism of the Spirit. The baptism of the Spirit called me to minister with power. People come here from all around the world, to be prayed with. We had some people a few weeks ago that came to our Mass from New York because they had a Polish priest with them and he wanted to see me. It's amazing how the word gets around that we pray with people for the sick, and we see them get healed by the grace of the living God. That's our call, to pray with people. How much we need the baptism of the Spirit. I'm going to tell you about Priscilla's mother, who is about 94. They just opened a brand new church, and it's a beautiful church. And she whispered in my ear, you know what they need in this church? Yeah. I said, what? The baptism of the Holy Spirit, she said. I said, you could never be so right. The baptism of the Holy Spirit calls people into ministry, calls people, first of all, to Jesus Christ. This is it. In Pentecost, that's what they received, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's what happened in Pentecost. And the church was born. But I don't know when we went away from that reality, that Pentecost should be normal in every church. And you know what? I remember being with people that are priests, and they said, well, go to Father Tom, he'll pray with you. And I say, you have the same power. I have the same power. You don't have to send people to me. You can do this. Just ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit.
People are really desperate for this experience. It's so important to pray. In our prayer groups, sometimes we forget it, how important it is to really pray for our pouring of the Spirit. I remember in our little community church in Poland, where I am right now, and we have a little prayer group we started with, in a little village place, and the very first thing we thought, we need really to pray for the Holy Spirit for our parishioners, because that's how it all started. That's our charism. That's the beginning. That's the fresh, fresh anointing of God that comes and changes everything. So we started a prayer group in October. And in December, we proposed to all of the participants, to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, and we say we can do it during the prayer meeting, just as usual on Tuesday's night, and we can pray for people who come on Tuesday, and we'll just do it tonight, and we'll stop tonight, but we have to share with everything who is there. And guess what? We started on one Tuesday, and the next Tuesday the new group came, and then another one, and we're praying for 1 month every Tuesday. So you know, it was wonderful. So it was so beautiful. So we called our brothers and sisters to come and help us, because there were so many people coming. Every Tuesday was a new group that asked for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they said we cannot go further. That they realized how important it is to use these gifts of God, and not only the gift, but to really know and to really get in touch with the donor of life, with the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And you know, we ended up on Christmas, I remember, with this prayer for the Holy Spirit, for the baptism, because everybody was so hungry. And we had people coming, and there was like 300 people probably who came just for the individual prayer at that very beginning of our prayer group. And when people ask, you know, how to start the prayer group, how to do something with people, how to do something with others, I say just pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Don't wait. Don't wait for it.
I was in the chapel the last Sunday in August in 1968, and the Lord baptized me in the Holy Spirit. I didn't even know there was a baptism in the Holy Spirit. But I do remember, after I received this powerful experience, I kept on preaching Jesus. I kept on preaching the cross. I kept on preaching the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You see, the Holy Spirit will always glorify Jesus. And how we need to glorify Jesus. People say, you know, Father Tom, you're one of the few people that talk about Jesus. Everybody else talks about God. I'm telling you, Jesus is the Lord, and he is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. And without him, there's nothing. I remember a teacher of mine saying, Tom DiLorenzo is a spirit-centered person. I said to the person, I want you to know that the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. I am a Christocentric person. It's all about Jesus. The Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus and the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection.
You know, yesterday somebody called the rector here in Winthrop, and Father Tom answered the phone, and somebody was asking about the shelter. And he said, no, there's no shelter here. It's church. It's Catholic church. And I said, no, Father, you're wrong. You're wrong. Because, you know, when Holy Spirit came to this place, and this place became a shelter for people. And I'm probably the first one who found help and who found the Holy Spirit here. And I really remember this time, this year, 2001, when I came here first time. And I, you know, I came to the, not just to the church, I came to find really loving and praying community who was in love with God, and we worshiped the Lord on Sundays, I remember, for 5-6 hours every week, and on Wednesdays it was going on worship, and still is. And I believe that God is, you know, making this very place a special shelter for the poor, for the needy. I'm very inspired, and in my ministry, I you know, when I'm starting now in Poland a new project for the Healing and Deliverance Center, I'm very inspired by the words of Pope Francis. He said a few years ago, the thing that church needs most today is the ability to heal wounds and to warm the hearts of the faithful. It needs nearness and proximity. I see the church as a field hospital after battle. That's what I really believe I found here in Winthrop. That's not only the church. That's the field hospital after battle. Because, you know, when you open your heart to the Lord, when you open your heart to the Holy Spirit, he will send you people. And the people who really need salvation, and people who are really the loved one of Jesus, the most broken and most needy and wounded people who really are looking for salvation. And that's how, you know, I see now this ministry here. And that's how I see my presence in Winthrop. It was always my research my search for healing and for salvation in the presence of God. And that's how it became for me a shelter. That's how it became for me a battle hospital. It's something that battlefield hospital. That's something that it's more important than just liturgy or just the rites. It's much more than just words. It's nearness and proximity. That's what Pope Francis said. That's what we need in Poland. That's what we need in the States. That's what we need in the church. So, you know, right now I'm involved with a community in this project that's called Siloam Center. It's Siloam project for healing and deliverance ministry. We are having sessions and short time retreats for people from all around the world. We have about 1,000 people coming every year for our retreats, but we're going to build a house because we need, it's not enough to meet them once a while. It's not enough to see them just on Sundays. We have to build a house. We have to have a shelter for them so we can live with people, not only meet them, not only talk to them. We have to live in the community with those who God sent us. And I believe that's our vocation in the church. Really to share our lives, not only words, not only some good advices, but we need to spend time in the long term, stay with the broken ones. So that's what we need. That's what we do, and that's what I believe is the vocation of the church today.
Some people came from Rhode Island the last 2 weeks, you know, and the little lady said to me, Father Tom, when you prayed over me, my gums were healed. I came here with pains in my mouth, and the Lord healed me. She said, the Lord healed me. She knew it was the Lord. She knew it was the Lord. You know, and then there was another person who came, and she experienced a deliverance from the power of the enemy. It's amazing. We get them from all over. We get them from all over, you know? That's why we call it the Holy Spirit Holy Rosary Church. It's really the Holy Spirit Holy Rosary Church because the power of God is here, and people, even when they come into the church, say, this church is different. We had people from Brighton who came with their father, and the lady said before she left, this church is different. It comes with the experience of the presence of God. That's it. The presence of God. It's not how great Father Tom is. He's not great. He only tells you of Jesus. He only tells you of the power of God. He only tells you that Jesus heals today. And that's the thing, that Jesus heals today. Do you know that today? And it happens at the Holy Rosary all the time. I remember somebody said, I don't remember what they said, don't expect to be healed when people pray with you. And I tell you, that's foolishness. Don't pray. If you don't expect healing, don't pray. Today we heard we received the promises of God through faith and perseverance, patience. We receive the promises of God through faith and patience. And I'm telling you, we have experienced much here. And it is a little church. The Lord told me when I came here, it would be like a lighthouse for the boats that were in trouble. And I said, yes, Lord. Yes, sir. It is a lighthouse. And you know who the light is? The light is Jesus. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. In Christ, we are called to be the light of the world. Without the church, the world has no light. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. You know, this this word from Hebrews, that God is not a liar. He's really faithful. But we just need to persevere, and we have to be patient. We need to believe, and that's the word that it's probably important for me when I come back here and I see how God works through human beings, how faithful He is. Even at the beginning, it looks completely impossible. For God is not such a thing, like something impossible. He makes things happen. He comes in most unexpected way, and He comes all the time. Last week, I spent some time with the community, brothers and sisters. We're sharing stories of healings and miracles. And, you know, so many, like we're reading the end of the John's Gospel, and St. John said that there is no space in the world, and you can really put all the witnesses and all the testimonies of the miracles of the Lord. And I believe that we are continuing this journey with Jesus the same way we started. Nothing has changed. Everything that Jesus did is available. Everything that He did is at our hands, and I believe it's much more in front of us today. So there were testimonies of people who get out of the homosexuality. They shared those stories. They were so important for us to hear how He's healing the sexual problems, how He's healing the problems of addictions, how He's touching, the unforgiveness. It's so important to hear all those stories all the time. And also the financial miracles. They are so beautiful. If you listen to people who are really live by providence, by faith. And last week was so important for me, because that reminded me that He's not a liar, and He is faithful. And He told me today, just be patient. Be patient with, all your promises, they will be fulfilled. All the promises that I gave you, they will be fulfilled. There is no one word that will not be fulfilled that came from the mouth of God.
The scripture says there are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. That means our God is active. He is not passive. He's not sitting on a throne someplace and just experiencing the love of the Father. He's experiencing the love of the Father, but He's pouring out His Spirit upon us. How we need that Holy Spirit. How the church needs the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus. People tell me, you're one of the few people that talk about Jesus. Everyone talks about God. But I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus. We live in a Christocentric faith. Christ is the center, and the center of the world was the cross, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the center of the world. It happened in Jerusalem, but it should be proclaimed from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria throughout all the ends of the earth. Oh yes, it needs to be proclaimed, because people still don't know Jesus.
It's right. Jesus is in the center. He is the sense of our life. And, we got a call from the church in some place in the States, this Episcopalian, a big, big church. And they called our community because they knew that we are doing, some mission work. And they said, could you come? Could you come to our church and run for us the youth ministry and create a youth community in our church? Because we have so much thing. We open the door to people. We are so good in the social work. But this bishop, he said, this Episcopalian bishop, he said, but we lost Jesus. We lost Jesus. We need to find Him. We have to find Jesus and put Him in the center again. And we need the spirituality that you have. We need your prayer. We need your presence. That's what Holy Spirit does. He brings Jesus to the center. He always puts us right in front of Him. And he says, you know, you have to look at Jesus. You have to expect everything from Jesus. That's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit does. That's what Mary, the Mother of God, does. She says, always look at Jesus. Do whatever Jesus tells you to do. That's what we do in our community life.
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize these people that are listening in the Holy Spirit. Baptize them with the power of God, that they would know the fire that comes from Jesus Christ. Oh God, we are thirsty and hungry. We need God to work in ways that He's never worked before. We live in a world that calls right wrong and wrong right. We kill our children from the womb. Oh my, we need Jesus Christ more than ever, and that's why we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.